Hi, I'm Dr. Whitney Bowe, and I'm a board-certified dermatologist here in New York City. And today I'm going to talk to you about three of the most common skin concerns that people have, especially this time of year: scars, stretch marks, and sunburns. So first, when it comes to scars, people are always asking me, Dr. Bowe, what can I do to minimize the appearance of a scar? Now, on average, it's estimated that every person has about 3 scars on their body. And scars can form from a number of different reasons. So you can get a scar from an everyday cut or scrape. You can get a scar from burning yourself with a curling iron or with an oven or from chicken pox or acne or surgery. So, you know, scars can look so different. But what they have in common is that they usually start off very inflamed and dark in color. And then over time, they become less and less noticeable. Now, there are so many products out there that claim to be able to erase scars or to minimize the appearance of scars, but unfortunately, there's so little data and science behind most of those products. So I'm going to tell you the 2 things you need to know when it comes to scars. First, you want to protect scars from the sun. UV light can actually slow the process of wound healing and make scars darker, something called hyperpigmentation. So you always want to protect a scar from the sun. You also want to keep that scar very moisturized, very hydrated, by rubbing in a product, ideally that contains an ingredient called vitamin E. Vitamin E is proven to be very helpful with wound healing. So the product that I recommend the most often to my patients is bio oil. Bio oil has vitamin E in it, and it's also got a tremendous amount of science and evidence proving that it really does, in fact, minimize the appearance of scars. So if you're using your bio oil, you're using your sun protective measures, and you're still concerned about your scars, then definitely visit your dermatologist. You may be a candidate for things like injections, lasers, chemical peels, etc. So let's talk about stretch marks. So stretch marks are actually a form of scar, and they form exactly from the reason you'd expect, given the name. When you overstretch the skin can actually tear, and that's a stretch mark. So think about people during puberty, a pregnant woman who's growing a baby in her belly. Her skin is trying to expand to compensate for that growth, but sometimes it just can't keep up, and so you get these microscopic tears in the dermis with your collagen and elastic fibers actually rupturing, and that leads to a stretch mark. So of course, you can do some lifestyle changes like diet and exercise to help to sort of prevent the risk of the stretch marks from forming in the first place. You also want to look for products in either, you know, areas that are prone to stretch marks, or after you've developed a stretch mark, products that contain vitamin A, because vitamin A actually triggers collagen formation, and collagen is what you need the most in a stretch mark. Stretch marks just don't have enough collagen, and that's why they become so apparent to the eye. So last but certainly not least, I wanted to tackle sunburns. A lot of people don't realize that even one sunburn can actually do some very severe long-term damage to the skin and predispose to both aging as well as skin cancer. Never use ice or soap on a burn. That can actually make things worse. What you do want to do after you get a sunburn is you want to take Aleve or Advil, ibuprofen, something that's going to actually not only help with the pain, but reduce the inflammation in the skin. You want to use cold milk compresses, so you use a washcloth on the burned areas that's soaked in milk. Pat dry, and then you want to apply a product that ideally contains antioxidants. So things like vitamin C, vitamin E, those can be very calming and soothing and help the skin to repair itself. So bio oil has those ingredients in it. It's got vitamin E in it. It's got chamomile, which is also very, very, very soothing for a sunburn. Aloe is also great for a sunburn. For more information, you can visit my website, drwhitneybowe.com, or you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Whitney Bowe. For more information on bio oil, go to biooilusa.com.